Today's session is making a name for yourself at work. And so the question I have for you today is, what's in a name? What's in a name? In the movie To Kill a Mockingbird, there's a scene where it's near the end of the film. And what's happened is, for the main character, Atticus Finch has fought a good fight, but he's lost. A gentleman by the name of Tom Robinson, he's a black man who was wrongly accused of raping a white woman. He's going to go to jail. And as the white audience that's seated in the lower courtroom files out of the room, Atticus, the lawyer, is collecting his belongings. But the black audience that's seated in the balcony, they stay put the entire time. And as Atticus prepares to leave the courtroom, the crowd begins to stand up. Reverend Sykes turns to Atticus's daughter, Jean Louise, called Scout, and tells her to stand up too, because her father is about to pass by all of them. And these words and these actions are a mark of respect for Atticus. Even though he's lost, in the end, the community stands. They understand that he did the best that he could and appreciate the role that he's played. And it's also a lesson for his daughter, Scout, who sees the way people respect her father for doing what is right. And so this whole idea of what is in a name, hopefully a growing and good reputation. I would hope that that's something that you would want. I think about in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that children were given names because they meant something. It wasn't just so they sounded cool or they wouldn't get beat up in the playground. It literally was because we have hopes and aspirations for our child, and so we're giving them a name that lines up with what we want for them. Letter B, what the wisdom of Solomon says, it says this, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. That's in Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. So we see also here five proven practices for establishing your name at work. Letter A, don't just work. Work to be really good at something. Proverbs 22, verse 29 says this, do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. And so you work hard and desire to be good at something. There will be ramifications, more often than not, good ramifications. That we see that with Joseph as he's in the prison. He gets favor with his jail masters because they realize he is worthy of that. He worked hard. He didn't complain about the fact that he was in jail. He worked hard, and ultimately he becomes second in command in the whole land of Egypt. Letter B, be responsive to those above you and earn their trust. Proverbs 25:13 says, like the snow, cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Be responsive to those above you and earn their trust. They're watching, they're seeing, and even if they aren't watching, they aren't seeing, God sees. Letter C, over-deliver, over-deliver. Proverbs 10, verse 4 says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. So over-deliver. Work harder than you're asked of. That will have good ramifications for your reputation, for your good name. Letter D, be an encourager and team builder. Be an encourager and team builder. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says this, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. And so Paul commended the believers in the church of Thessalonica that they would be people that would be an encouragement and build up others. Then Ephesians 4, verse 29 says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. So be an encourager, be a team builder. Letter E, keep your word. Matthew 5:37 says this, let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. So don't, you know, try to mince words and play games. Do you say something? Do what you said you were going to do. Follow through. Keep your word. Psalm 15, verse 4 says this, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change. We need to be people that when people hear from us, they hear what we're going to do, and then we do it. Roman numeral number 3 says, two crucial commitments for protecting your name at work. Letter A, never lie or cheat. Never lie or cheat. Proverbs 10 verse 9 says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. So don't be a liar and don't cheat. Follow through. And some of the most common lies. Here's four most common lies at work. Lying to get a job. There's people that put stuff on their resume that is not true. So lying to get a job. Also, lying to make money. There's people that will be in a job and they'll make promises to people. I've had friends that I've been in church with that have told me that certain companies have asked them to say certain things to sell insurance or sell items, and they wouldn't do it. And so they got fired or they quit because they just knew they couldn't lie. And then lying to advance one's career. You ever meet those people that just keep saying stuff and you're like, how did they get to that place? They will eventually be found out. And then lying when they're called on the carpet. Lying when called on the carpet. If you've ever been confronted, your boss brings you in, own your stuff. Acknowledge, yep, I did that. Or, you know, just take it. Don't point fingers. Don't try to get out of it. If it's not the truth, don't say it. So number two, decide now, not later. Decide now, not later. What do we do with that? Well, to always say no to deception. Right now, you have to decide, I'm going to be that kind of person. Proverbs 22:3 says, the prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. So are you going to be a person that knows right now that you're going to have the integrity that you should have right now? Right now, say no to deception beforehand. And then also to trust God for the outcome, whatever it may be. You know that he's in charge. Allow God to vindicate you. Don't feel the need to always go around and make people feel better about you because you're constantly tooting your own horn. Letter B, avoid immorality at all costs. Avoid immorality at all costs. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. So avoid it. Number one, it's vocational self-destruction. It's vocational self-destruction. Proverbs 6:32 says, he who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself. So don't play that game. It leaves a long-term stain on your name. Proverbs 6:33, he will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. So don't allow that stain in your life. And then thirdly, watch out for the black widow. Watch out for the black widow. Look at Proverbs 7 with me, verses 10 through 12. And behold, the woman meets him, dressed as a prostitute, wily of heart. She is loud and wayward. Her feet do not stay at home. Now in the street, now in the market, and at every corner she lies in wait. In verse 15, so now I have come out to meet you, to seek you eagerly, and I have found you. In verses 21 through 23, with much seductive speech, she persuades him. With her smooth talk, She compels him. All at once, he follows her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a stag is caught fast, till an arrow pierces its liver, as a bird rushes into a snare. He does not know that it will cost him his life. Watch out for that. Decide now, not later, to never travel with a woman alone. I know I have made the covenant with my wife even that I am not going to be in a car alone. I'm not going to be alone with a woman. There's going to be constantly safeguards being put up. I've had women sometimes say, you know, hey, let's get together for lunch. I can't do that. I can't have a meal alone with a woman. I don't care if people, nothing's going on. Nope, it isn't going to happen that way. So decide now, not later. And by the way, thank you, Lord, that I've had that standard that's protected me. Decide now, not later, to have a see-through office. It's an office door that has a window in it. Nothing's blocking it, so things can't be going on that people can't see. And then decide now, not later, to avoid innocent flirting as a married man. Proverbs 6, 25 and 27 say this, "Do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. Can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned?" Those are great questions. Let's stay away from it. Don't be flirting. And then decide now, not later, to have a partner watching out for you. Have a friend. Have somebody that you are accountable to, that you are truly accountable to. And it's protecting you. And the benefits of a good name, here's what's going to happen. People admire you as a man. They just will. There's just a beautiful thing. People admire you as a man. Letter B, you influence others in a positive way. Letter C, young men seek you out. They seek you out for advice. They seek you out for mentoring. What an honor, what a privilege. And I want to have that kind of thing. So let's if you want that in your life, that comes through time, that comes through commitment, that comes through honesty. Be that person. And then letter D, God is honored and you feel his pleasure. We see in Matthew 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There's no shame in that at all. You're not perfect. You know you're not perfect. That's what keeps you from doing something stupid, to go to stupid land. Don't go there. God is honored and you feel his pleasure because you have a good name. And then letter E, you feel a deep satisfaction about your work. You can look back on that and you're not shaking your head. When this whole Me Too movement was kicking into high gear, it was so good in my mind that I could go back to my high school, I could go back to my college, and there's not anyone that I'm embarrassed to look into the eye because I had done things that I could kick myself about. We got enough things to regret. Stay away from these problems. Well, as we're wrapping things up, think about this as you would talk to your group of people that you are accountable to. Number one, react to the 5 proven practices for establishing a good name at work. Do you agree with them? Why or why not? And explain, and would you add an additional proven practice to that list? And what would that be? And then could you explain that? Number two, which one of the 5 proven practices do you believe is your greatest strength at work? Explain that. And then which area do you need to improve, and then why? And then lastly, what impacted you the most in today's session? And could you explain that? So those are things to think about. But we want you to make a good name for yourself at work. Be that kind of name.